All right, welcome back, you guys. We have today Miss Stephanie Hill Manuel, and she has graciously volunteered to kind of sit on the hot seat today and get a little content advice. So I am super looking forward to this, but welcome, Miss Stephanie. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm excited and nervous all at the same time.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
So what I like to do is say, go through and map out your customer journey, and you're going to really identify. And sometimes this means getting on the phone with people and things like that, but find out what objections, pain points, desires that they have all through that process so that you know you're addressing the real things and not just me guessing. Mm-hmm. And then you want to go back and you want to take that same sort of map, and this can even be a spreadsheet. You can do it on a sales Excel spreadsheet. And you want to go back mm-hmm. and do, okay, now of the topics and the things that I talk about and the freebie giveaways and my service, like what things can I wrap around that shows how I can help solve this pain point and bring them to the next step and bring them to the next step. So you start mapping what your content is to each of their pain points. Then what I also like to do is go through and make sure that you have stories for each of those, each of those steps in the customer journey. Okay. And then like, you know, what your topics are that you want to talk about in that space. So then here is where we match up those topics to SEO. So what we want to do then is go and take those topics that you want to talk about and go research them. And you can use Google and look for the, you know, people also search for. You can use Uber Suggest from Neil Patel. It's a great tool. You can go to Amazon and look through books on similar topics and look at the table of contents, see if there's other things in there. Go onto YouTube and search and see what people are doing, how-to videos. And when you're typing in YouTube, your search terms, and it shows you all the videos, you can also filter that and say, show me by the most popular videos. So it'll give you, obviously, the videos that have had the most views. So mm-hmm. Those are some different ways. And I actually just recorded another episode on that where I was talking about kind of ways to research some of your SEO terms. But a lot of times what we talk about can get wrapped up with industry jargon or terminology, or it's not the words that are more commonplace that people would be searching for. So mm-hmm. what we want to do is match up the stuff that we know we want to talk about to the stuff that people are actually searching for. And we can find that out from Google, essentially. Google, Amazon, and YouTube, which is Google.
Perfect.
So that way you kind of have like a list of, these are the topics that I know I want to include and incorporate on your blog, which is where you're going to start writing your stuff. Okay. Making sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're on the downhill slide, I promise.
All right.
So the next thing that you want to do is you want to know, okay, you have already said my goals. What I want to do is I want to build my, like, I want to increase my group support option. Mm-hmm. So you're after ultimately revenue and list building, probably so that we can get people into there. So what you want to do is go, do you already record different metrics? Do you look at your numbers on things?
I record my financial metrics because
okay.
I'm a financial right. person, but I don't have, I didn't really have anything to track, except, you know, followers numbers.
Yep. And that's perfect. So you can go look at how many followers you have on Instagram, how many people are in your group, how many followers you have on Facebook or even friends, and then look back at your posts that you've done and see on average what kind of engagement are you getting? Shares, comments, likes, downloads, you know, even the podcasts that you've been on, those are valuable assets as well. So like, how many downloads did they get? So you want to kind of start keeping track of those metrics. Also, any of your emails going out, people visiting your sales page, you want to make sure you're tracking traffic to your website. And you're going to want to look at, she's furiously writing notes, throwing so much stuff at you.
Good.
Your email open
rate. They can pause it.
Yeah, it's all sorts of stuff. Email opens, click-throughs, you know, what are the conversion rates from your sales funnels for your digital products? These are all like pretty standard metrics that you're going to want to kind of at least establish a baseline, right? So create yourself a dashboard to establish what your metrics are. And then you can set some goals and say, okay, you know what? I want to double these numbers, or I want to get to 100, or like whatever the case is, right? You can kind of set your goals so you have those KPIs to measure against. Okay. Because we can't measure if we're doing successful unless we actually know what we're measuring, right?
Yeah.
Whew. Okay.
Yes. I love dashboards.
So then this is the fun part. This gets into our content repurposing. So you can actually, here's the super simple content calendar hack that I love is, you know, that eventually you're going to have all of these pieces kind of mapped to different areas in the customer journey. And like, you'll have that map, so you know what channels you're going to deliver it on. And then you also know, then you're going to consider the media. So we already talked about that. You can write, you can record some videos. You have your email system, so you can put that into emails. If you're doing text messaging or anything like that, or Facebook Messenger messaging, you can get there. If not right now, don't overcomplicate it. Social posts, emails, those are totally fine. That's great. And your videos that you have, you can share on Facebook in your Facebook group, and film a second version, or just format it so that you can turn it into like IGTV, you know, or do like little shorter versions of your video, and then tell people to link through to your blog where you have the full video from Instagram. Does that make sense so far?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what I like to do, and you're going to love this, is kind of establish, all right, I know for each one of these kind of topics, you have some podcasts that you've done. So take the podcast and turn it into a written thing, and then you're going to have your video story. For your other things that you're going to produce, you'll have your video stuff, your video story, or little video snippets, how-tos, and you're going to have written content that goes with it. So if that becomes at the core of how you are creating your initial content, then you can set up the exact same kinds of content repurposing out of that. When you first get started with content repurposing, don't go completely all in and be like, I'm going to repurpose 40 things, because I've done that and it's a lot of work. But not everything always lands and resonates really well. So then it's a lot of waste of work, which we don't want. So instead, like what we do from each of these episodes is I create a video, I create a blog. So very much the same. Then for each thing, I go through and I actually write a personal story. And I actually create top tips from each episode, whether it's guest information or our solo ones. So I actually create kind of a little synopsis, like the Cliff Notes version. Turn that into like tips. And then we also pull out like four different quotes or sound bites. They don't have to be actual quotes, but you know, hooky sound bite things from each episode. So then that gives us content, like text, that we can post. And that can go out to stories. That can go on Facebook. Facebook is a lot better with text posts, obviously, than Instagram. So I know that I have these different text elements that I can use. Plus, ultimately, we want to drive everything to your blog that has more information, that has your video in it. And then they're cross-linked so people can go to different posts and stuff. So then what we do is we create visual elements from the tips and from the quotes. So we create the little meme quote cards. And for us, to keep it simple, we create everything in square format because the square will work on Facebook or Instagram. And we also create it in story format so that we can share things on stories. So right there, if you have four quotes and you have your tips and you have a story, then all of a sudden that's 4, 5, 6 different images. 12, because you've actually created some of it for story format and some of it in square format. With me so far? Yep. Now, again, I'm just giving you what we do. You do not have to do all of this. If all you're doing is like one or two call outs, that's perfect. So what I'm suggesting though is go through and map all of this out, because then as you start to see, oh, I'm going to create all of these things, when you're like, that's a lot of work, that feels overwhelming, back it off. Like, just back it off a little bit. Really, all we need is, especially when you're getting started, just post a couple times a week, 2-3 times a week, and you should be great. Now, remember from your core content that you're going to have other, like, you'll have some call outs or different things to use to drive back to your core content. So one core content could last you an entire month's worth of posts.
Okay.
Is that making sense?
Yeah.
So you want to just go through and figure out what can I consistently create and produce from what your core stuff is. And you create kind of an asset list that's going to happen. And then ultimately you're going to go into your team and be like, okay, who's going to do this? You're going to set up the process. And so then with your calendar, you can go, all right, I know I'm going to produce one of these core contents a month or one a week or whatever your speed kind of fits for you. Mm-hmm. So go through your calendar and say, all right, here is when this blog with this topic is going to go live. Put it on the calendar. So that becomes your live date. Then this is my content calendar hack, is you have your asset list. So we literally go, okay, live day is day zero. All right, now I'm going to post a quote about this one day after. And I'm going to post, well, I'll have like the story post that I post on the day that says, here, go check this out. And then, okay, then I'm going to have a quote that goes out the next time. And then I'm going to have an audiogram. And then I'm going to have one of the tips that goes out. And then I'm going to have the second quote. And so you can literally just follow the same posting pattern, and just say, all of these assets are going to go out one day, 3 days, 5 days, whatever afterwards. And if you do that in an Excel sheet, you can even import the Excel CSV into Google Calendar and it'll automatically create your calendar for you.
Love it. Love automations.
Yes. Yes. And that makes it a lot easier to be able to like, and then it's a content calendar and it's a guide. You know, if you don't get a post up on a certain day, it's okay. But once you get the process down of like, here's how I'm going to create my core content, and now here's the repurposing system that we are running, and then here's the posting pattern, then it just can kind of continue repeating. And once you get it nailed and it becomes easy, that's when you can start adding other platforms or start increasing your exposure by doing more repurposing or things. Now, the one thing I will say is what you want to do is go back and update your KPI metrics dashboard with your posts as they start going out and your content, like, is that great bringing more traffic? Is, you know, are you getting closer towards your goals? And some of them, and you will even know this the day of, if you make kind of a big splash, some of them will grab more attention than others. So you can go back, and as long as you're keeping your metrics updated, you'd be like, wow, this one post is like outperforming everything else. This must be a topic people want. Okay, so let's do a deeper dive on this. Let's create something more like that. And that becomes a new core content or modified core content. And you can go, okay, now how else can we repurpose this? Okay, well, I'm going to create a more in-depth video, or I'm going to create an audio file people can download. I'll create an ebook or an infographic, something that can be more engaging because people are telling you like, oh, I love this. I want more. Right. And then that's just kind of how the pattern repeats, but it all starts with understanding your initial format and how that's going to line up to your customers so that, you know, like, here's the types of messaging I need to pull out and here's where it needs to be used and all of that. So it becomes very systematic. That was a lot.
So it was a lot. So I'm going to break one piece down if you could help me kind of re-clarify.
Yes.
And it's funny because it's like the main thing you're talking about. And I'm like, okay, that's the only thing my notes don't have good versions of, which is the repurposing. So I like the process, which, you know, was the posting process. So story post, which is, you know, like leading to the core content, then like a tips one, which leads to there, and then like quotes one, which leads there. That makes sense to me. I love that. So then the repurposed part of it is where you're saying create multiple images for that same post or multiple formats for the same post.
Repurposing it by creating tips or creating your quotes. Like
so it is the repurposing
content to say, okay, now I'm going to grab this little snippet.
Gotcha. Okay. So I was kind of redundant there.
I mean, and you can go and create different formats. Honestly, clearly it's your business. You can do whatever you want, but I would recommend to keep it simple in terms of the formats and the types of repurposing that you're doing in the beginning, because, you know, like we're producing two podcasts a week, and we're about to produce more, and it's a lot of work. And when you're doing all of that repurposing out of it, like you can actually get too much content. That's why it's important to have
these people.
Yeah, here's the topics. Here's the things that I need to be able to share with people at the different points in the customer journey. But knowing, like, not producing too much just for the sake of producing stuff, but like, is it actually working to bring people through those steps?
Gotcha. Do you have an automated tracker that you like using for yours, or do you do it manually?
We have a couple of different automated ones that we are like playing with and testing out. But what really matters the most, I think, is having your own KPI dashboard, because the metrics that you are going to want to watch and track will be different than the metrics that somebody else does. And not everything comes through in these systems. Like, for instance, we have been playing with doing some Instagram reels. Well, not me, my social media guy. But so she's been playing with doing the reels, and they have been getting a lot of traction. We generally get anywhere between like 500 and 1500 views like the day that it comes out. So it's like, okay, cool. Those are working. Let's do more of those. But the view metrics for those are not actually coming through on any of our reporting. So in our dashboard, we are like manually adding that stuff in because those numbers make a difference for us. So that wasn't really an answer to your question, I guess, but I'm going to say
the kind of answer is there's no tool that reads the right metrics or reads the information from across social media platforms. Because I know, like, I build dashboards for websites, you know, so I've done the ones that are saying, where are your viewers coming from? Are they, mm-hmm. you know, what websites are they coming from before that? What did they click on? What article did they click on that brought them to your site? All of that good stuff. So, you know, all about that from SEO. Yep. I understand those kind of dashboards, but a dashboard in social media land, I don't, you know, don't, it's not hooked up to Google the same way, you know, where we're kind of pulling from, let's say, Google Analytics. So there's, and you know, it's something where you manually have to go.
There are tools that do that, that connect to multiple different platforms. And they range, of course, in price all over the place. Personally, my favorite is to go look at AppSumo because it's cheap mm-hmm. if you're going to test things out. But you know, no one tool is ever going to give you all of the metrics that you need. So I think it's good to use that to help save some time, but it's never going to be an all-in-wonder.
No. And you know, even with the dashboards I create, there's always that manual manipulation or more, analytics that you have to do to say, okay, what does this mean for my business? But mm-hmm. to not have to log into every social media account and look at and find each post and find what, you know, how many comments were on each one, that takes time. So,
right.
That does take a lot of time. Not have to do that.
Yeah. Yes. And there are tools that will do that for sure. That will grab awesome. Everything.
Cool.
Yep. Yep. All right. Other questions?
No, I'm like, cool. Let's get started. Like I already got awesome. My face on. Let's record some stuff.
That's fantastic. Yes. And remember that you can always like, even if you record a larger section, yeah, you can pull little chunks of it out and do the little like video sound bites or audio sound bites with Headliner or what, like there's all sorts of ways that you can repurpose that stuff, but keep it simple to start with. And really one of the biggest things, is in that content calendar saying how many core pieces can I start creating and setting yourself a schedule. We are literally a month away from episode 100 on our podcast. And I never like, there are days that I'm like, I do not want to record another thing. Right. But because I committed to a schedule and because I said, we're releasing these every Tuesday and Thursday, like I have to get the content done. It becomes a priority because I set that schedule. So if there is some form of accountability that you can do, even if you're, I don't want to create extra, how can we do that? There's a lot of people that do like Facebook shows. So your video that you're recording for the story part or like short illustration to go with your writing, those videos, so depending on what you're, how often you want to produce it. But if you're like, okay, the third Thursday of every month, it's going to be, you know, Profit Talk with Stephanie or whatever it is, right? You create like a little Facebook show and put that out there. And even if nobody shows up and watches, you still have created a consistent calendar to say, I have to have it ready and done by this time. So whether that is you record it live or you use a streaming service, it's already prepared. So one of the things that we're playing with right now is we've been using StreamYard. So I can go in and do a live StreamYard straight to my Facebook group or to my Facebook page and other places as well. But I can do a live tee up on the day that it's supposed to happen. And then you can play the video. So you don't have to do it live if that's not a thing that you want to do. But you could be like, hey, you know, this month we're talking about this and I'm really excited. Make sure you check out the blog. And I have an amazing story to share with you. Play. You could totally do that.
Cool. No, I've seen more people using StreamYard.
Yes, StreamYard. And there are other services as well. I have some from AppSumo that will stream a pre-recorded video and make it look as though it is live. So that is another option as well. But if you commit to a schedule of some sort, mm-hmm. then it at least for me, it will make you more likely to have to do it. And then you just fill in your content calendar from there with your posting pattern.
Do you batch your written content?
We do not, but see my original, I batch my video content because our original is from video. So actually yesterday I just recorded 4 or 5 episodes batched, but now that is off and running in our process because we have SEO copywriters that actually go and take what I said and research the references and stuff. And then they write the blog for me because I don't want to do that. But that's mm-hmm. like, that's our process. mm-hmm. So yeah, I batch the original core stuff. because yeah, I do think it saves a lot of time. So if you set like, this is my day of writing and I'm going to sit down and write as much as I can, maybe you come out with 10 posts, or maybe you come out with 3 or whatever the case is. And then you can actually say, okay, now here's what I'm going to, you know, publish these out here on these dates.
Does your video content that you said you batched out yesterday, do you release that video content too?
Yes.
Here's a funny question. Do you change your shirt to look like it's different days?
That is a very good question, actually. I totally do. I change out my lipstick. I don't usually change my hairstyle because who's got time for that? But I will I change my clothes, and I'll even change the angle of the camera and stuff just so that it looks a little bit different. So insider.
Yeah. I figured it'd be boring to have the same, same face, same shirt, same view. Yep. That's good to know. Thank you. Because I mean, nobody can tell if you're writing all day long, if you wrote it today or yesterday, but people can tell if you're wearing the same outfit, same makeup, same.
Yeah. I used to record when I first started our podcast. I wasn't in this office. And so I actually recorded it in the shop because it's the content toolbox. And I'm like, shop tools, like kind of makes sense. Right. So I would go out into our shop and my husband would come out and he'd be like, why are there like 5 jackets hanging on the coat rack? Don't worry. I was just filming. It's fine.
Yeah. That's so funny, but it makes sense. And that helps you keep it fresh. So that's a good tip. I like that.
Yep. Exactly.
Change your coats.
Yeah. And then honestly, like, we're creating the stories and the tips out of that. Well, when I record an episode, a lot of times I'll record the tip, but I'll do it afterwards. So I'm in a completely different outfit for those tips as well. And so it's kind of a way of shaking things up and take advantage of this day and age. It's difficult, but if you're doing any kind of traveling, you know, when you're telling your stories, when you're doing the parts that are sharing you so that people get to know, like, and trust you, my personal stance is that it doesn't all have to be like on brand or on your consistent look or whatever. So, I will go, like, I just filmed a bunch. I was in Galveston week before. And so I went down to the beach and I just filmed a whole bunch of different stuff because I was like, well, I know that we'll be able to use this. So in different situations, sharing some of your personal behind the scenes, that kind of stuff, it's all going to help people feel like they know you.
Awesome. I have like pages and pages of notes.
Well, and once this goes through a process, this will also be a blog post and recording, so you can go watch it.
Perfect.
Awesome. Any other questions?
No, I'm just excited.
Excellent.
It's cool to see how I can take a successful one-on-one business and kind of move it into a group by just adding the content.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And a lot of that's going to come from, I mean, people aren't just going to magically convert, but it will really help once if they know, like, and trust you and see you as an authority, when you present an offer, it's going to be much more likely for them to convert into that.
Yeah.
And especially you're the systems and process gal. So you've got all the automation stuff set up to help with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I just needed the information on like how.
Yeah. Awesome.
So thank you.
For sure. Well, thank you so much, Stephanie. Okay. So you guys, I know that I kind of dominated the conversation here, but Stephanie, tell everybody again where they can go find you and more information about you since we just mapped it all out.
Yeah. So everything is Elevate with Stephanie. So my website's elevatewithstephanie.com, my Instagram, even my Pinterest, everything is Elevate with Stephanie, spelled normal, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. And so please feel free to call me out if I'm not following any of these tips that Jen has mapped out with me. But yeah, I love meeting new people too, which is how we met. You and I just kind of had a little coffee chat and met and then went forward. Yep. So
exactly.
I encourage everyone to reach out and say hi.
She's a doll, you guys. Make sure you connect. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate having you on here. And you guys watch for Stephanie here with some of the amazing things that are going to come out of the 100 episodes. So yeah, got some fun stuff coming the way. I know Stephanie's like, wait, more? What? I'll get to you. It'll be good.
No, I want to go listen to those other ones you mentioned. You mentioned quite a few others I need to go listen to.
Yeah, there's some great ones. Our YouTube channel is probably the easiest place to go. Well, actually, if you go to the content toolbox or the Virtual Gen. Virtual Gen is our main site. Okay. Has links to everything. Check out all the videos. So perfect.
Perfect. I will binge. All
right. Well, thank you. Thank you. And you guys, make sure you do go check out Stephanie's stuff. Make sure you go check out the Virtual Gen and make sure that you go to the content toolbox, because after I stop the recording here, I'm going to hit Stephanie up with sharing one of her lead magnets in our resource area. So you won't want to miss out on that either. Yes. All right. Okay. We'll see you guys on the next episode. Thanks so much.